From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. For millennia, people have been drawn to volcanoes. Why? Because before they arrived, the volcanoes had erupted. Their lava, ash, and debris covered the surrounding area, making for fertile farmlands that drew settlers who may not have recognized that the volcanoes could erupt again. And that's just what happened around Italy's Mount Vesuvius. Long before the Romans, people had come to farm there. When Rome eventually controlled the region, inspired by the pleasant climate and bountiful agriculture, they named it Campania Felix, the happy, fertile countryside. One of the happiest towns was Pompeii, a popular vacation spot of the day. But Mount Vesuvius would change all that. In AD 62, it sent earthquakes through the region, displacing residents. Most had returned when, 17 years later, Vesuvius erupted. First, it blasted a spire of ash and pumice 10 miles into the sky. This rained down on Pompeii, leaving a layer 8 feet thick. Most citizens fled, but 2,000 remained, sheltering in stone houses and cellars. The next day, clouds of burning hot toxic gas flowed down the mountain, instantly suffocating residents. More ash rained down, encasing the victims in their final positions. Their tragic end, however, would be a great boon to historians centuries later, which we'll discuss in the next EarthDate. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Fund. To hear hundreds more EarthDate episodes or to support this program, visit EarthDate.org.